This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Looks like EHD has surfaced again and is taking many of our deer just in time for the firearm deer season. We'll be looking at that a little later in the program. However, right now we're going to be looking at public areas offering mixed bag hunting opportunities. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Except for the few dedicated quail hunters still existing in our state, most upland game enthusiasts tend to be opportunists. For these brush-busting hunters, virtually any legal game species flushed is destined for the game bag. Fortunately, there are numerous sites throughout the state managed by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources where hunters often bag two or more species during a single hunt. A perfect example would be the Clinton Lake State Recreation Area near DeWitt, regularly yielding good hunting for a variety of game birds. During the 2013-14 season, hunters at this site, this 6,000-acre site, bagged nearly 492 doves, 591 squirrels, 153 rabbits, 62 pheasants, 638 ducks, and over 50 geese. Like other state areas, wildlife populations at this site have benefited from an aggressive management efforts. Preferred grasses like bluestem, alfalfa, brome, and Indian grass now occupy areas previously planted with fescue or other less desirable types. These grasses have provided better nesting habitat for certain game species. And though considerably smaller in size, the hunters in nearby St. Chris Lake State Park regularly enjoy a multi-species hunt. During the 2013-14 season, hunters at this 2,300-acre Sagamon and Christian County site bagged nearly 1,316 doves, 192 squirrels, 4 rabbits, 26 pheasants, and 36 quail. Locally, Pierre Marquette and Copperhead Hollow are excellent locations for squirrel, turkey, and deer hunting. Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area also offers good mixed bag hunting opportunities. The island units at Horseshoe Lake State Park are another good bet. And most of the public hunting areas mentioned, special regulations may apply. In many cases, that may mean hunters must first obtain a free special permit for the area. Other sites merely require hunters to sign in before hunting and record their harvest before leaving. Some sites may also require special hunting hours or may even be closed during certain days of the week. Interested individuals should always contact the site prior to planning a hunting trip. And most of the state's public hunting areas, along with the state's with the phone numbers, are listed in the new digest of Illinois Hunting and Trapping Regulations. Single copies of the publication are available from most licensed vendors or ID&R offices. So as you can see, there's plenty of opportunities, particularly for you people without places to hunt. And we're going to take a brief break, be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, EHD has struck again, apparently right before the firearm deer season. In fact, as of October 29th, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has received reports of 432 suspected cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is EHD in white-tailed deer so far in Illinois. EHD appears to be at a low to moderate level in the counties on or near the Illinois River, extending from Schuyler County to southwestern Bureau County to the northeast. Peoria County has the worst of it with 77 cases, followed by Fulton County with 71 cases. Scattered suspected cases of EHD has also been reported across central and southern Illinois, with slightly higher levels reported in the southwestern counties of Lawrence, which was 35 counties, cases, Crawford with 15 cases, Jasper with 13 cases, and Richland with 10 cases. All reports have come from 49 counties. EHD virus is confirmed in tissue samples submitted for testing from Cass, Edwards, Macon, Peoria, Putnam, Rock Island, and Sangamon counties. The worst year for EHD was 2012, when 2,968 cases were reported from 87 counties. In 2013, the IDNR received reports of 1,224 cases from 64 counties. EHD was virtually absent in 2014 and at low levels in 2015, 16, and 17. The IDNR continues to ask landowners and hunters and concerned citizens to be on the lookout for dead or dying deer and to report suspected EHD cases to local IDNR field offices or to the Wildlife Disease and Invasive Species Program, which is a WDIS. IDNR is especially interested in sick and recently dead animals, as staff may attempt to collect tissue samples in order to confirm the presence of EHD virus. Contact information for local biologists is available online at http://web.extension.illinois.edu. Contact the WDIS program at 815-369-2414 or by email by Doug.Dufford@illinois.gov. Please provide your name and contact information as well as the county, the number of sick and dead deer, the sex of the deer if known, the age, and the specific location of the deer, direction and distance from the nearest town or intersection of two roads. EHD is a viral disease of white-tailed deer that can cause localized die-offs when conditions are favorable for transmission. Infected animals develop a high fever, and dead animals often are found near water sources. Hunters may encounter deer killed by EHD when they go into the woods during the fall deer hunting seasons. Locally, five or more deer were found with EHD in Macoupin, less than four, actually, in Montgomery, Green, Madison, and Fayette. EHD outbreaks end when freezing weather kills the insects that spread the virus. While often fatal to deer, EHD is not hazardous to humans or pets. EHD has been shown to affect livestock, so producers are encouraged to be vigilant. And the virus is transmitted by a midge that hatches from muddy areas along the lakes and ponds and streams and rivers. Although EHD is observed somewhere in Illinois every year, cases are more numerous during hot and summer dry weather conditions, presumably because the receding water levels create these muddy areas, providing breeding sites for the midges. Limited water resources also congregate deer at remaining water sites, creating conditions favorable for disease transmission. So there you go. There is some EHD, and it's going to affect us, I think. These numbers are going to rise. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.